Well, howdy, folks. It's
about 1 minute past 5 o'clock here on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. Thanks again for another fabulous edition of J-Pop for Beautiful Life. And we're here to play for you some honky-tonk and western swing and other sorts of sounds like that. And I'm Ukulele Loki, joined as always by Uncle Jeff.
Uncle Jeff, yeah.
How you doing, Jeff?
Pretty good. Kind of sad to see our friend go here, so sayonara for you, I guess, on that. Now, you'll be back doing some subbing, maybe, so... we're about to roll into the standard trucker songs, honky-tonk, all that stuff you guys know and love, and got a fun show today. Don't really know what direction it's going for sure, but I got my sister in the studio, and we're going to relive a little bit of old times of Boulder, and I don't know, we can get started.
Oh, did your sister spend some time in Boulder back in the heyday?
Oh, she was, I think she dated the pedal steel player in Dusty Drapes for a while.
gossiping on the air. You know, I try to avoid gossip at all costs, but I do know, I hear Boulder was a much different town back in those days. These were the days of Peggy's Hilo.
This was Peggy's Hilo.
You know, I've got a shirt of Dusty Drapes and the Dusters from Peggy's Hilo, and I'm a little too young for that that era, but whenever someone from the old days in Boulder, and there's three or four of them left, whenever they see that shirt, they go, How old are you?
You used to go and stay in the back of the caddy. Yeah. All right, we're going to get started. Actually, the music is over. It's the time. And I got to send a shout-out here. Our friend Mark, the Hildebrand family, actually. Got a bunch more of these wax cylinders in the mail, and really a treat here. This guy has been transcribing the stuff. Wax cylinders for you guys that are not really up on the modern technology. You're kind of like a big toilet paper roll coated with wax, and they play linearly, and you have a special player just to be able to hear them. And, you know, we've kind of been modern on this show sometimes. You know, we play stuff from the 50s, but we're going to get downright medieval on you here today. Here's one that's come from 1902. I'm not sure artist's favorite. It's kind of an Irish song, and it's Who Threw the Overalls, 1902. So a few of you out there may have been around, all right?
One of my favorite songs.
Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder, sung by Edward M. Faber, Edison Records. Mrs. Murphy gave a party just about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. Only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. When Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out, she fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Tim Nolan, he got ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped up on the piano and loudly he did shout, who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder, it's an Irish thing, that's true. I can lick them, admit that true. The overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder. They dragged the pants from out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd never seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knee. They had their many ups and downs, as we could plainly see. And when Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she began to cry and pout. She had them in the wash that day and forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he said that night. So we put music to the world and sang with all our might. Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke. So he shouted all the louder, it's an Irish thing, that's true. I can lick them, admit that's true. The overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
There's a sunny side where the wheels be tied on the road that we must go. There are pleasant vales, verdant hills, and dales where sweet flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny, verdant growing dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails. Sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill, happy sunny side of life. Thank you. shady dells where the gladness dwells and the clouds obstruct the view. But a brighter way like the light of day is awaiting now for you. Oh, the happiest, sunny fern-growing dales, where the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails. Sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill, happy sunny side of life. Ever there prevails, sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill, the happy sunny side of life.
Dreaming of you and your eyes are blue, I've loved you forever it seems, I have longed for you, dear, wanted you near. You are the girl of my dreams. Although I have met you just now, I'll tell you of my love somehow. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold. The kisses you gave me in life's sweetest dreams are even more precious than gold. I love your sweet face and your dear smiling eyes. How often this story's been told. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold. The kisses you gave me in life's sweetest dreams are even more precious than gold. I love your sweet face and your dear smiling eyes. How often this story's been told. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's kind of an unusual arc here on Route 78 West, kind of going from like, as Jeff said, medieval times, 1902, all the way up into about 1950. Was that there, Jeff?
That was about 1952. That's one of my favorite old lefty ones, Treasures Untold. Kind of been probably where I started getting really interested in some of this old-time stuff back in the 70s is when I first discovered Lefty Frizzell. And we had kind of a quick set there to ramp you up, but... Treasures Untold, I was thinking about, is our buddy out there in Radioland who sent us these old treasures of his. These wax cylinders, most of the stuff, I don't know if anybody's got any recordings of them in there. kind of fun that somebody's taking the time to go back in time. And I was just thinking real fast, we'll play one more. There's just one banjo song here that I thought was great. It's a Dixie medley, and it's kind of not only is it an interesting mix of ragtime and other banjo, but it's also an interesting mix of tunes, and I think you're going
to
like this.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to that. I'm enjoying all the old sounds especially. I know we went down and did a recording session of old 78s, and I'll tell you, I've just spent the last 7 hours today and 7 hours yesterday learning this newfangled program called Pro Tools. It's an audio recording device, and of course most people in there are trying to learn how to amp up their big beefy bass drums and do some really professional stuff. And I just want to learn how to get out the little pops and hisses from old 78.
So are we going to start doing a professional show then?
It's possible. Oh, I'm getting some pro training thanks to the folks at Digital Poets. So guys. We're having a good time.
Thanks a lot on that, you guys. Hey, we started out, too, with Who Threw the Overalls and Mrs. Murphy's Chowder. We don't have a name for the guy. There's a label here.
Who threw those overalls?
I don't know. I think it was an Irish
who
cat.
Who did that?
That's going out for Dick, who's in the studio as well. And I don't know. He's almost as old as that. So, all right.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know, you're older than them there, Hills. And what did you have after that? You have a nice little harmony song.
Oh, yeah,
there.
My favorite, Blue Sky Boys, yeah. Keep on the Sunny Side of Life, Made Famous, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But go back to the beginning, you guys. Oh. Anyway, we're going back to the beginning here. This is, again, 1902 and maybe 1903. We're not so sure on that, but it's an old wax cylinder. This is going out for all you guys that know the old stuff and like the old stuff. I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
By Mr. Fred Van Epps, it is on record.
Well, howdy, folks. Here it is, 2:15 and a half, to be exact. And right here in the studio now, we've got the one and only world champion, greatest and most original, father of all the cowboy hillbilly folk song and sing folk singers, your one and only Desert Rat Shorty, with his big songbook and orders for his songbook stacked all over the studio. Hello, folks. Hi, guys. I'm glad to be here. Guess you can see I done my own announcing today. I got my arms are full of letters here, the orders from a songbook. I'm just so happy I guys don't know what to do. And now the first song I'm gonna sing is one that was called Nobody's Pistol Packing Mama Except Yours, mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2:15 and time for Rocky Mountain Slim.
Okay, folks, that old Desert Rat Shorty is coming in here.
Howdy, folks, and good evening. You're now listening to the one and only genuine and original Rocky Mountain Slim. I'm the daddy of all hillbillies, folks. He's been a little desert rat, been crowding me out on the air here, but if you ever happen to tune in on him by mistake, just remember he's a phony and a fraud. He ain't nobody like your old friend, Rocky Mountain Slim. Putting out that big song book, get 26 of my best songs. That big 8x10 photograph myself, folks. Just remember, it's a genuine and original daddy of old hillbillies, your old friend Rocky Mountain Slim, folks.
Here it is, 2:19, folks. And time for old Desert Rat Shorty. Coming at you now with page 17. Rider 13, shoot number 12 on the Bremer steer with the yellow shirt. Watch him. Now then, that there feller just on the air just now is one of the biggest fakes and frauds that ever was on radio, folks. I just want to tell you, tune your dial off of him and tune on to Rocky Mountain Desert Rat Shorty. In the first place, he says there's 26 songs in his songbook at Desert Rat Slim, Rocky Mountain Slim, and ain't but 24 songs and two poems. Two poems ain't even got no tune to them, so he couldn't consider them songs. Now then, I'm going to sing page 13 of Desert Rat Shorty's dollar and a half songbook. And here I go now with good old I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Heart.
Good evening, folks. Here it is, 2:19 and a half. And it's old Rocky Mountain Slim back on the air again. I just want to tell you a word, folks, about that Desert Rat Shorty. He calls me a phony and a fake, but every song he ever sings, every song he ever wrote in his songbook was stolen. I say stolen, folks, because it was stolen from your old friend, Rocky Mountain Slim, the genuine and original daddy of all hillbillies.
And but one and only Desert Rat Shorty, folks, and when you send your dollar, send it to old Desert Rat and make sure you get something back. Goodbye.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with nowhere to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. I'm stuck here on the ground where the cold winds blow. The liquor tastes too good and the women all are fast. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away in westward bound, far above the clouds you'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. Airport's got me down, it's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be. You can't hop a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning.
Well, you know what they say, to steal from one person is plagiarism, to steal from many is called research. Here's some music from a guy who did his research.
He wasn't stealing from Woody Guthrie. There's Bob Dylan, and you guys have been...
Hey, Woody Guthrie stole all his best songs from a lot of other folks, too. That's the way it is with folk singers.
I guess that's the way it is. Yeah, that was an old Ian and Sylvia song. It was either play that Ian and Sylvia version, which I know you and Jay love, or play the Dylan. And you guys have been listening to this show, know the routine when we play some Woody Guthrie. I think we have to play some Dylan just because Ukulele Loki there. He seems to think that Woody Guthrie is the Cat's Pajamas. And
I think he's the greatest American songwriter that ever lived, and you seem to think it's that that curly-haired goofball who spent all his time in New York City.
It might be an age thing.
I don't know. Yeah, because I'm the young man, and you're an old fart, and I like the older music. I don't know how it is.
One of the nice things with the early morning rain there, that's that period of time, 1970, when Dylan quit smoking, and he could really kind of hear his voice and everything there. I don't know. One of the audience members here was saying something about being able to...
Yeah, Dick, you said that was back when he could sing, but I don't think he ever really could sing.
All right, we got Mike shy
that's
folks
true too.
In the audience.
All oh, right, we can hear him laughing back there.
All right, that's the way she goes.
That was great. That Woody Guthrie track you brought in, that was fun, with Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston pretending to be what were their little false names there?
Oh, that's a
Desert
great,
Rat, Hoosie Majigget, and what?
That's Rocky Mountain Slim and Desert Rat Shorty, and they're both taking on kind of like a style of stuff. And
trying to sell you them songbooks. You can buy that songbook for just $1.25. Order that songbook up today. You can just reach us at Route 78 West, and we'll sell you some beachfront property in Arizona there, too, if you
like. Yeah, back in those days, people used to learn songs from songbooks. They didn't even know the song, and you know, it wasn't like you download an MP3 and try to learn it. So a lot of the folk singers would get these songs with chords, and they've actually never heard the song, and they kind of figure it out from the sheet music. So
hey, there's only two or three melodies you can work with in a folk song anyway, is what the A.
Is it in C, is it in G, or is it in E? But Woody Guthrie, though, the unreleased Folkways Masters, it's something my buddy Mike slipped me, and it's stuff that's coming from a way long time ago, 1944 to 49, and the idea is that it sat there in the Folkways little library of tapes, and somebody was doing some research, and they said, we got to put these things out. And
remember, it's not plagiarism, it's research.
It's research, that's right. And started out that set with a really great version of Dixie, kind of going into Arkansas Traveler / Bringing in a Baby Bumblebee, and that was done on banjo, 1903, Wax Cylinder, old-time stuff. Thanks, Mark, and the family there for that stuff. Followed that up with the Real Hot Guitar Rag. It's kind of on a Hawaiian disc, but it didn't really sound that Hawaiian. That's Sylvester Weaver. And then we slipped in some Woody Guthrie there doing this one that actually didn't have any singing, The Girl Left Behind Me. So that was the one that had some nice harmonica and stuff. And I've never heard a Woody Guthrie song you didn't sing. So.
Well, there you have it then.
Well, I guess we're going to get on to the next level.
I will mention in this next set, we do have a request going out. Mike in Denver called up, wanted to hear that tune we played a couple weeks ago, Imitator. It's kind of about borrowing other people's, not only their songs, but their sound. So we'll put that in the next set, and where should we go now?
That's a good one, actually. It's a new one to us, and I think it bears playing again. I got one here. This one's going out for my brother. It's kind of one of those things that I'm reaching for something here. I have to get the artist right on this. It's R.D. Hendon's Western Jamboree Cowboys. Never heard anything about them. There's no publishing rights, anything like that. But Spanish Fireball. My brother will know what that's all about.
Well, let's jam on that jamboree, and we got some Earl Albert on the way, too.
He's probably watching Spanglish right now.
I met a girl in Laredo down in Mexico while I was making the rounds. Down in a dim cafe, she did a swing and sway that was the talk of the town. I never learned her name, but she's called the Spanish Fireball. While she kept rhythm with her hips, from her ruby lips came a love song so bright. And as she rumbled by, the fire in her eye looked like the flames in the night. And then I understood why she's called the Spanish Fireball. I finally asked her for a dance, and I got the chance holding her closer to me. While we were cheek to cheek, I grew too weak to speak, and it was plain to see that I had fallen in love with this cute little Spanish Fireball. She wore a ruby bracelet and a blue-white diamond upon her little brown hand. She made a perfect date, and in her Cadillac 8, love began to expand. I played the part and gave my heart to the Spanish Fireball. We wandered out beneath the stars while the old guitar strummed the Mexican tune. And as I stole a kiss, I knew too well that this would all end too soon. 'Cause I must go away and leave my Spanish Fireball. As that old moon was sinking low, I heard the whistle blow, my train was pulling inside. And so we kissed goodbye, the tears were in her eye as I left her that night. But someday I'll go back and claim my Spanish Fireball.
Down in Mississippi,
there's several kinds of taters, that is true. Sweet taters, Irish taters, just to name a few. There's spectators, commentators, and dictators too. And I want the world to know that I'm a tater too. Well, I'm an imitator, I sing country songs. And if I take a notion, I can sing like George Jones. Well, I'm making lots of money, it's country music that I love. As I have time, I'll thank the man up above. Dictator tells you what to do. A commentator tries to explain things to you. Spectator likes to watch, but he never takes a part. And you'll find my kind of tater on a record chart. Well, I'm an imitator. I like country picking. Listen while I sing a song like Little Jimmy Dickens. I've always lived on turnip greens and taters. I thought someday they might make me grab. Imitate them all. My favorite's Roy Acuff. With him I have a ball. Well, I really love my baseball, and this I really mean. And I like the way this song is done by good old Dizzy Dean. While I hit a lick like old Lester Flatt. You are my flower, and I get hungry, then I want a bite. My favorite flower is the one that's made by Martha White.
I hear old Ralph Emery. you and me. Well, it makes me want to sing just like old E.T. Well, I'm busy touring the country. I feel like I could draw, but I'd really like to be back at my record shop. They say I gotta be half crazy to be doing what I do. I'm a slap happy gear jamming, coffee drinking, truck driving fool. I might have a little shimmy in this cracker box Jimmy, but I ain't never cracked up yet. The more I try to make a buck in this beat up truck, the more semi crazy I get. Yeah, I'm semi crazy. I gotta be half nuts. Keep running up and down the road in these semi-trucks. I might have had half a mind to slow it down for a time, but I'm never gonna give it up till I'm pushing up daisies. I'll be semi-crazy.
I'm just a truck-driving fool who never finished school. I got my learning at the old truck stop. They said I won't amount to much when a gear shift and a clutch was the only education I got. I'm just an old blue-collar, semi-crazy road scholar. They tell me that I'm half insane, that I've been driving so long. I got diesel in my blood and 90-weight oil on my brain. 'Cause I'm semi-crazy. Yeah, about half nuts. Take a running up and down the road in these semi-trucks. I might have had half a mind to slow it down for time, but I'm never gonna give it up till I'm pushing up daisy. I'll be semi-crazy. Everybody says we're dingy 'cause we're too semi-crazy to stop. That's the handle that we're stuck with no matter if we like it or not. Through the desert and the mountains, the sunshine, the rain, and the snow, we'll be double clutching daddies till we're over the hill, and we're never gonna take it slow. 'Cause we're semi-crazy, we gotta be half nuts. Tucky by running up and down the road in these semi-trucks. But I had half a mind to slow it down for a time, but we're never gonna give it up till we're pushing up daisies. We'll be semi-crazy till they put us in the ground. They never shut us down till we're 6 feet under. We'll be rolling thunder.
Yeah, break 19. Red, are you out there? You got a Lunier Jr. here. Come on back.
Hey, Lunier, this is old Cornbread Red. How you doing, boy?
Cornbread Red, that is Red Simpson.
Semi-crazy. Yeah. I'm driving this truck too long, but I'll be all right.
That's all right. He'll get through.
I think he's talking about us old farts here, been doing this show a long time, too. We're getting a little semi-crazy.
Well, speaking of imitators, there's Junior Brown, who does a pretty good Red Simpson himself, but he's actually joined by the man there, Red Simpson himself, off of the album Semi-Crazy. That's the title track from that.
Yeah, and then we had Euro Albert there. That was by request from Mike. We played it last week, but it's so good I had to play it again.
Imitator. He does a great job. I mean, his Ernest Tubb is spot on. Roy Acuff, he can do them all.
And we started out with R.D. Hendon's Western Jamboree Cowboys with Spanish Fireball. It's coming off one of these old boppin' hillbilly discs. Pretty loose 45s that were just regional kind of stuff. Some of them are great, some of them are really bad, so we only play the good ones.
And by disc, he's talking about them big old black discs known as records.
That is
correct.
For
some of you new kids, you don't know what those are, but we play them on this program. And we actually have a great reissue. This is actually on CD, but it comes from a great old, great label. Is this an Arhuli coming up, I think?
Or a Yazoo? That's coming up, but we're going to play this after. It's a pretty nice Hawaiian song here, and it's going to be jazzy, so kind of get a drink in your hand for that. But We got one here. Got a call, I don't know, through the ether waves there from Archie. He's saying, can you play this one, Hey Miss Fanny, going out for my mom? It's Benny Leaders and his Western Rangers. It's a little rockabilly. Hey Miss Fanny.
Oh, heck. Well, let's get rocking for now. You're listening to Route 78 West, folks, on Radio 1190.
Rag mops kick, kick's a deal. If you can't deal, just give me the wheel. Cause Deacon Jones, he just put me on, and I'm kick happy, so watch me go on. Bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop. Diddly dee bop, bopping the mop. Diddly dee bop, bopping the mop. Train has done past your gate. You stay with us, you got a root and scoot. Just listen to me, I bet you think it's cute. Bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop. Tried some and lost my mind. Now I'm plumb crazy and I don't mind, cause the bopping the mop is really fine. Bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop, diddly dee bop, bopping the mop, the mop mop.
Well, let me know. That's some fun stuff, I'll tell you what. Are you bopping? Are you bopping, Jeff?
I'm bopping, yeah. So we had a train wreck happening there or something. No, it was just a bopping ragtop, rag mop is what that was, and that was really sweet. That's a new one to me, Richard Prine, no relation to John Prine and his All-Stars. I don't even know where that's coming from, but it's kind of loose, kind of swingy, kind of fits into the show. And
then before that, we had Everybody Does It in Hawaii, and apparently that was co-written by the singing brakeman Jimmy Rogers in 1925. That recording was made in 1929 by King Oliver and his orchestra. That pretty famous New Orleans supergroup led by Joe Oliver. That was actually Roy Smek on the strings doing that Hawaiian steel style, and that was just kind of the big trend for the while towards the end of the 20s there. Everyone had to have at least one Hawaiian record, and according to this fabulous Yazoo re-release, that was the only one that King Oliver did, but it's a good one. And if you guys get a chance, check out Yazoo. It's a great label that does a lot of these fun releases, and they always have lots of interesting information. This one's from Sliding on the Frets, the Hawaiian Steel Guitar Phenomenon.
Oh, can't recommend that one high enough. That's one you can find still. And started out that set from Archie there, going out to Fanny. Hey Miss Fanny was the name of an old rockabilly tune by Bernie Leader and his Western... I can't read. It's Western Rangers, all right.
Not Ramblers.
No, you have to be careful when I do my handwriting. We got one here now coming up. I don't know. I got my sister who hasn't been in Colorado for years. She's sitting in today just to watch this crazy scene go on.
Oh, joy. It's always nice to have family in the studio.
Speaking of joy.
Oh, let's try that one more time. Hello, Joy. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Is there anyone else you'd like to have hear you right now?
How about saying something about
any hellos you want to send out to
what are your
the people?
Kids' names?
I'd like to say, you guys don't know that Uncle Jeff has a couple of grown-up nephews and nieces and stuff, but I'd like to say hello to my four ones here, and they're scattered all over the place. But I've got Justin, Jono, Julia, and Jarrett, and they're all over the place right now. So they won't hear this, but they'll hear the recording.
Well, howdy, howdy, hi to them.
All right, and speaking of scattered all over the place, yeah, it's Joy used to be out here. She would cut a rug at some of the Western Swing Primo establishments. That's Peggy's Hilo, an Olympic, and She used to even range out in Longmont, which was really far out there in those days.
Far out, huh?
Yeah, and it's a... I don't know. He's
one. This was a long time ago, mind you guys.
Yeah, okay. That's a.
Hey, the records we play are from like the 20s and 30s. So this
not
is
that long.
This
ago.
Is not that long at all. This is recent history.
She had a terror friend named Kathleen. They used to put the long flowy dresses on, cut the floor for hours and hours. And I think they were pretty good.
Had some good memories there, actually.
Yeah, that was
great.
A lot of fun. And
it's good to have you back in Colorado.
Yeah,
everyone,
know.
Watch out if you got a dance floor.
The reason we're telling.
I've tamed down quite a bit.
We hope so. I'm not so sure after this visit. All right. We're having some fun here. We've been drinking some wine, hearing some stories in the other evenings, not in front of the show, of course.
Naturally.
It's kind of interesting to hear some of this stuff and go, I thought I knew everything. One of the things I didn't know was, we won't go there. There was a pedal steel player in Dusty Drapes and the Dusters. We're not going to talk about that. Dusty Drapes was one of the fun bands that ran this town.
Jeff, your skills at subtlety are non-existent.
Ran this town, and they were great guys. And we've actually talked about them, played some stuff on the shows before. But here's one from the record that didn't come out, but they used to play this live all the time. And I can remember having a couple, I think they were... we don't even know what they were, but there was sawdust on the floor, and it was Roaming Through Wyoming was being played. So here it is, Roaming Through Wyoming, Dusty Drapes and the Dusters. This is going out for the old guys in Boulder, if there are any of us out there.
Gonna make it feel right. Those days are over, gone with the clover, and my chicken enchilada, she's never gonna be the same. Remember me to my little sweet Laramie.
say, I'll say, how do you do? That's when cowboys go to see ole ole boo. And my pony will be waiting in the dusk for me. Say, adio, swan, the sun sets on the sage. Fare thee well, oh, fare thee well, I'll say goodbye to you. Supper's waiting on the table, ole ole. And the cattle, they are lonely, going home to rest. Say, adio, swim, the sun sets on the sage. The sky is all aglow, the shadows are falling. Now it's high time to go. Hear those gentle voices calling. No more weeping, no more tears, I want a smile from you. We'll be parting for a while, ole ole. But our hearts will still remember that our love was true. Adio, swim, the sun sets on the sea. I want a smile from you. We'll be parting for a while, ole ole. But our hearts will still remember that our love was true. Say, adio, swim, the sun sets on the sea. Say, adio, sun sets on the sea.
You're listening to Route 78 West on KVCU.
Boulder.
In my merry Oldsmobile, sung by Billy Murray. Johnny Steele has an Oldsmobile. He loves a dear little girl. She is the queen of his gas machine. She has his heart in a whirl. Now when they go for a spin, you know, she tries to learn the auto. So he lets her steer while he gets. And whispers soft and low, come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, autumn over bleak, you and I, to the church we'll swiftly see. judge will swiftly seal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry old mobile.